something good. Just put it in the comments, whatever it is. Tell me something good. What is something that you are grateful for? What is something that is positive? What is something that is happening in your life that feels good? You can't think of anything that is current. You are breathing. That is miraculous and wonderful. You have a device to watch this on. Tell me something good. In this full moon energy, tell me something good. We are getting ready for, oh, yay. Thank you, goddess. Yes, absolutely. Oh, and I see your HarvardAttorney.com is here. Yes, my energy is awesome this morning. Thank you for that. Okay, so we are getting ready. We are celebrating the pre-launch of the Secrets of the Ancestors Oracle deck. Okay, so what that means is that you all need to go and get this deck, because all through March, starting, I believe, March 5th, but I may be wrong on the date, but I think starting March 4th or 5th, I think the 5th, I have all kinds of interviews, classes, all kinds of free, miraculous, magical things for you around ancestral power. Okay, so you're going to want, as soon as March 12th, when the deck comes out, you're gonna want Amazon or Hay House or wherever you buy it to send it to you. So that requires you to order now. So go to Secrets, don't go to secretsoftheancestors.com. Well, you can't go to that. That'll take you to my site. But go to wherever you buy decks, get secretsoftheancestors.com. Today, we are talking about the top 7 things that our ancestors want us to know, because our ancestors are still here with us. Yes, you get to watch this live. Absolutely. Our ancestors are still here with us, which should be a consoling fact to you if you have people that you have lost that you love, knowing that they, you know, whenever we say the statement, oh, I wish such and such is here. And we do wish that they were here in the physical to participate in things with us, but know that they're here. They're still here. So your folks that you knew before, you know, whether it's your grandparents, great-grandparents, some of you lost parents, you know, et cetera, are getting to watch your children grow up, or watch you grow up, or watch, you know, the things that you're doing in your business or your jobs or, you know, all of those things. They are getting to witness all of those things with us. And so how wonderful for us, how amazing for us that, you know, our ancestors are still here. And so one of the things that we do not want to be in vain is all of the lessons and the evolution that they had. Now, I'm not talking about just our recent ancestors, but our ancestors from, you know, hundreds and thousands of years back, all of the things that they learned, you know, for us to now be starting from scratch is ridiculous. So that's why we're going to be talking about the 7 things that they most want us to know. Yes, Goddess Terry, our ancestors are still here. Our ancestors are still here. Yay! Thank you. Thank you, my friend. Yes, thank you, Joe. Okay, just got the deck, just ordered, looking forward to it. Yes, my ancestor altar is up and thriving, says Goddess Priscilla. That is wonderful. And in fact, if for everybody who is in my Manifest Your Magic Moon Circle, with this full moon, it is time for you to, you did your womb bowl, we did it on the new moon. Now this is the time for you to go in and burn all natural elements that were in your moon, your womb bowl, okay? For my Manifest Your Magic Moon Circle people. So let's get into some gratitude. Let's get started. Then I'm gonna share with you what this card is. From this deck, who showed up for us, and she is right on the cover of the deck, and she showed up for us today, our ancestral energy. And before all of that, let me say hello to my beautiful goddess, Ruby. Good morning, good morning, good morning, my baby. Hi, good morning. She had a restless night last night. I think it's all this full moon energy. Hello, my beautiful baby. How are you this morning? Mommy loves you, loves you, loves you. I am thinking of you, and I will see you very, very shortly. I'm going to see you in a couple of minutes. But I just want to just let you know that you are the smartest, kindest, most beautiful, most special, most spectacular human being that I know. And I'm so honored that you chose me to be your mommy. Okay. All right. So let's get started. All right. So come present into your beautiful body. Come present into the motion. Come present into the movement. Come present into the minute. And let us just breathe. Oh, we need an inhale and an exhale, a nice big deep breath. Inhale and exhale. Inhale. And exhale. One more. In through the nose. And out through the mouth. Oh, what a privilege it is to have breath, right? Ooh, so let us just now connect with our energy around this big, beautiful globe. All of us wonderful humans coming together at this moment. How magical. What a miracle that is by itself. Woo, and let's just lean in energetically and connect now with the folks in the circle to the left of us. Boston, I see you in the house, my Boston peoples. And let's just lean in energetically and connect with the folks to the right of us in our sacred circle. Maybe they're in Arizona, and I'm going to see you Arizona in a month from now. Ah, and let's just bring all the energy together. Let's just bring it all together to gather together like this is nice. Yes. And we begin on this beautiful, beautiful, sunny, wonderful morning with Mother, Father, God. Thank you so very much for bringing us together for this sacred circle of joy, of jubilation, of healing, of miracles, of manifesting, of laughter, of tears, of all of it. We are just so very grateful. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for waking us up today and reminding us that if you gave us breath this morning, if we are within the beat of each other's heart, the sound of each other's voices, that our mission here in this Earth School is not yet complete. Ooh, that feels good. Feels good to feel good. Ooh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the wealth, the abundance, the prosperity, the riches we have to have these fancy devices that we're able to watch and connect right this minute. Right this minute. How amazing is that? Thank you so very much for bringing us together in this vast and beautiful planet and helping us to find each other. How many coincidences and synchronicities and miracles had to happen for us to be here, boom, right at this second. We are bearing witness to magic, and we are so very grateful for it. Please continue to guide us. Please continue to keep us. Please continue to watch over us and our loved ones, and let us know at any moment in time. Please feel free to let us know. Pull our coattails gently, please. Where you would have us go, what you would have us do, what you would have us say, and to whom. And for this and so very much more, we are so very grateful. And we say, amen. Ashe, and so it is, and so it is, and so it is, and so it is, and so it is. Amen, Ashe, and so it is. Yay! Goddess Khadija, I see in the comments, is coming to I Can Do It in Arizona. Yay! I'm looking forward to seeing you there. Goddess Sharon, who says she ordered the deck and she's so excited. I'm in such a good mood today, and I just felt while we were doing our intention, while we were setting our prayer, I was feeling the energy of my cousins, Michelle. I have multiple cousins named Michelle, and I was feeling all of them. So hello to all my cousins, my beautiful cousins named Michelle, especially my big sister cousins named Michelle. They're all big sister cousins named Michelle, but you know who I'm talking to. Yay! Yay, 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 yay. Okay, so what is it that our ancestors are wanting us to know? Well, my mommy, who is an elder, is in the comments saying, happy that the full moon is in Virgo. We Virgos are full of love and thankfulness. Yes, you are Virgos. I see y'all full moon in Virgo peoples. So what do our ancestors want us to know? So I pulled a card today from the Secrets of the Ancestors Oracle deck. And the ancestor who showed up for us is Root of Water. Root of Water. you know. Root of Water. Okay. Now I'm going to be doing deeper teachings on this deck in March, as I said. So I will share with you at that time what it means. But what I can tell you is that she is representative of the Taino goddess Atabe energy. And her as you see, her principle that she is sharing with us is the energy of being highly sensitive. Type into the comments, highly sensitive, if she is talking to you this morning. Highly sensitive. Where are all my highly sensitive peoples? I know this is us here. Hello to all my highly sensitive peoples. This is our circle. You are in the right place. You are in the right time. We are a highly sensitive circle of empaths, healers, light workers, and teachers. Yes, my highly sensitive people, I see you. So what the ancestors are wanting us to know, before I get into the seven things that they need us to know in general, but what they want us to know right this moment in time is that you may be a little more sensitive than usual. So tread softly for yourself, tread softly for the people around you, take care of your heart without guarding your heart to a place there it's closed off. You know, you can guard your heart and take care of your heart, but not close your heart, okay? Don't lose your vulnerability, your beauty, your magic, which is the most wonderful thing about you, my highly sensitive people, okay? Got that? Okay, good. So we are talking about the seven things that our ancestors are most wanting us to know in order for us to thrive. And as I said earlier, I'm talking about our recent ancestors, but also our ancient ancestors. And this is an important point because one of the things that people will say to me sometimes is, you know, I don't like my ancestors because they'll be thinking about, you know, grandparents or whoever that they didn't get along with, great grandparents, you know, people who've passed on, who they know of, who they don't like. But the beautiful thing is that because we all have positive and negative people who helped to create us, who are in, you know, who came before us, that you can connect with your ancestors who go back for thousands of years. And within that beautiful stream of human beings, there are incredible people who have given you your gifts, who are watching over you, who have prayed for you, who you are living out their dreams and their revelations. And the things that you look at in your life as disappointments, you say, oh man, I can't believe I didn't do that. I didn't get that. I broke up with that person. I didn't get that job. I lost this car, whatever, I don't know, whatever your situation is, I don't have enough money, I don't have enough, whatever it is, whatever story you're telling yourself, they are looking and going, oh my goodness, watch her thrive. Look how well she's doing. That's exactly, I wish that I had that. They are wishing that. And that's what we mean when we say that you are your ancestors' wildest dreams. Type into the comments, wildest dreams. You are your ancestors' wildest dreams. They dreamt, their dreams could only go but so far. And they dreamed a huge dream for you. Where you are living is beyond that. Beyond. You can also type into the comments, beyond. You are living a beyond life. Okay. So number seven thing, we'll go 7 to 1. The number seven thing that our ancestors most want us to know is don't shrink your dreams. Increase your faith. Don't make your dreams smaller because it feels like things didn't work out for you in a situation or something hard is going on or something challenging is you're experiencing. Don't make the dream smaller. Don't think, oh my goodness, that the mistake was in you dreaming too big. No, no, your dream is not the problem because someone else dreamed you. Someone else dreamed circumstances that created the life that you're living right now. Things that you are taking for granted every day, you yourself dreamed of one day and were big things to you and now are inconsequential. So don't shrink the dreams. Increase your faith. Increase your belief that, yes, I can do it. Yes, I was selected for this time. Yes, I was made for a moment such as this. Yes, if not me, then who? Yes. If not me, then whom? I am the one. I am the one who was chosen for this time. Don't shrink your dreams. Increase your faith. Okay. Number seven, don't shrink your dreams. Increase your what? Your faith, your belief, your knowingness, your alignment with the powers that be, the creative force of all, the force that made you. Increase your belief and your faith, your knowingness. Okay. Number six. Now I'm going to switch it up a little bit. Now, this is something that is important for not only my spiritpreneurs, but for my creative folks, my light workers, my teachers, my everyone who is within the sound of my voice. Make a move before you think that you're ready. So often with the things that we are thinking about, whether it is, I know I'm talking to an audience of people who were called forward to share something with the world. Okay, no matter how big or how small we designate that to be. But we wait because we think, okay, I've got to get all my ducks in the row. Okay, type ducks into the comments if you've used that expression. I'm trying to get all my ducks in the row. I'm trying to get everything together. I'm trying to get it all, you know, I'm just trying to get everything ready in order to launch it, in order to birth it, in order to take it there, in order to buy it, in order to move forward, in order to do it, in order to speak there, in order to create it, whatever it is. Yep, I see y'all duck, 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 like duck, duck, goose. But you can't wait to get all of your ducks in the row because the fact that you have the idea, the fact that you have the dream, the fact that you have the energy by itself already means that, boom, the time is now. And so you waiting to get everything in the row, by the time everything is in a row, you've missed your moment because you've moved past that in your evolution. You've grown and there's something else that you're wanting and needing and desiring. Then it feels like you have shiny new thing syndrome because you're like, oh, wait, but now I want this, but I started this and I started that. Now I'm interested in this, I'm interested in that. No, start now. What time is it? Now. The time is now. This is the moment. Put it out there. Whatever it is, I promise you, 5 years from now, you know, if we have the grace to be here, God spare our lives, as we say in Guyana, 5 years from now or 2 years from now, you'll look back and you'll probably think, ugh, that sucks. Ugh, I could have waited. That is okay. You'll put something else out and something else and something else. While you have breath, you have the power of creation. And so stop waiting. Stop waiting for somebody else to show up and take your idea. Stop waiting for you to get bored with it and move on to something else. Stop waiting. Put it out there. Put it out there. I'm talking to you and I'm talking to me because even believe it or not, with all the beautiful things, you know, that I feel honored to share with you, there are still other things that I have that, you know, have been on the back burner and been sitting where I'm at. And you put it out there. Put it out there. Make a move before you're ready. Make a move before you're ready. You'll learn how to do whatever it is that you've meant to do only by beginning it. There are things that you can't see to fix while you are in your head or on your hard drive by yourself. You need to get it out there and interact with the folks that you're making it for in order to evolve it and bring it forward. So just put it out there, okay? Put it out there. That's number six. Number five, rituals. Use rituals and practices, sacred practices, for clarity and guidance. Use rituals and sacred practices for clarity and guidance. So at the beginning of this circle, you heard me mention, speak to my Manifest Your Magic Moon Circle goddesses, like Goddess Charisse, who is here on one of these channels, is a Manifest Your Magic Moon goddess. Goddess Sarah, who I see is also a Manifest Your Magic Moon goddess, Goddess Khadija. If you are in the Manifest Your Magic Moon Circle, the reason I said, okay, this is our time for the specific full moon ritual that I'm talking to them about is because one of the key things to us moving forward on our dreams and goals and all of that is us being in concert with the beautiful everything that we have been given. Us being in concert with the divine. Rituals are the way that we build our relationship with the divine. And so you are not here by yourself, okay? You did not just spring up out of thin air. You are a part of a rich quilt, if you will, of experiences from all sorts of peoples and generations and all sorts of things. rituals are extremely important, And every single, even organized religion knows that. Someone was asking the other day, when is Mardi Gras? They said, why does the date keep moving? And I was explaining, well, it's in alignment with Easter. They said, why does the date for that keep moving? Because that's in alignment with the moon. You know, so the ancients all knew this. The rituals are important. It's not, you know, a small thing. It's not an irrelevant thing. It is a powerful thing for you to use the power of ritual and for us to teach it and pass it on to the next generations, to Sankofa, go back and get it, to go back and get the things that have been lost, to not allow the things to be lost further that we are aware of. Use the power of rituals and sacred practices. And along those lines, number four, we're counting down the top seven things that our ancestors are needing us to know is communal support and wisdom sharing. So that's exactly what I was just talking about, okay? But us not doing it in a vacuum. Having a community is incredibly important. And one of my personal goals, I know for this year, is to increase going forward, from this moment going forward, the communities that I am creating for you to make them places that feel enriched, to feel at home. And the reason is because I am listening to so many of you and hearing you tell me that you feel like you are lacking community around you, that you don't have people in your life that understand you. You don't have people who can get it, who get you, who understand you and understand your journey. And we're not meant to walk this path alone. I'm not talking about just your significant other. I'm talking about your friendships. I'm talking about, you know, people who see you, who honor your dreams, who want to help you to get to where you want to be. People who, you know, again, they don't even have to understand what it is that you're doing. They just need to say, okay, I am holding a space for you. Community is incredibly important. Community support, communal support, and wisdom sharing, which is what we are doing, wisdom sharing. So not the old ideas of, you know, recent generations, hence where you hoard information and hoard ideas and all of that. Wisdom sharing, knowing that, you know, instead of gatekeeping whatever information, realizing, we're all in this together. Type into the comments, we are all in this together. And we have to share our knowledge. You know, I've learned so much from the Hindu culture. I've learned so much from, you know, the Kabbalah. I've learned so much from, you know, so many of, you know, the 52 plus African nations, so much. You know, us sharing our wisdom is incredibly important and potent, okay? All right, number three. So if you remember, I said number seven was don't shrink your dreams, increase your faith. So number three is the power of intention and belief. The power of intention and belief. For many of our ancestors, they had nothing. Most cases, a lot of cases, they had less than nothing. However, they did have their belief, their beliefs. They had their intentions that they set for themselves, that they set for their children, that they set for their villages and their communities, okay? So the power of intention and belief is not a small and irrelevant thing. Your intention is a creative force. The power of intention is a manifesting force and a force multiplier. Okay. And so when we say the power of your intention, that means that, you know, as we learn in physics, an object at rest tends to stay what? At rest. And an object in motion tends to stay in motion. So with your dreams, with your desires, have a very powerful intention. A very powerful intention. It is incredibly powerful. And water that intention with belief. What do you intend to do? Now, I don't mean set your intention and then just, you know, sit on it. You know, what do you intend to do? Water it with beliefs, with your belief, and then put the energy into it, the inspired action into it. What's the next step? And the next step and the next step. Allow yourself to be guided, but begin with the power of intention. Okay. Number two, deep connection with nature and the universe. So the wonderful thing is, you know, in our time, right, because we are able to learn how to use the resources around us, we're able to make oracle cards, for example. But oracles are not new. Oracle cards may be a recent invention of the past couple hundred years, because now we're easily able to distribute paper and that sort of thing, right? Or for tarot, going back for the past few hundred years, we're now in this time more easily able to distribute paper and mass produce and that sort of thing. However, there was a time where, you know, the healers were exclusively using their found items, the items around us, bones, seeds, all of that sort of thing. They had a deep connection with nature, a deep connection with the divine. They were using the power of the divine in order to create oracle, in order to create connection, in order to create relationships. So for us, and I'm speaking particularly to my city kids, rest of y'all probably already get it. I'm talking specifically to my city kids who may feel like a bit removed from nature. Having a connection to nature is extremely important. It's extremely healing. I believe in my whole soul that everything that we need is within this planet somewhere. You know, the vitamins we need, every single thing that we need exists in soil somewhere. So having a deep connection with nature, a connection with the moon, a connection with the tides, you know, pay attention to what your body does. Do you have, are your periods, if you menstruate, are your periods new moon periods? Are they more full moon periods? You know, pay attention to these things. You know, having a deep connection with nature, with the divine, is incredibly important. Realizing that, the natural energy around us is ancestral energy, period. You know, that the earth remembers, the same soil that you're walking on, someone walked on 1,000 years ago. There are memories and experiences that are buried in that soil, you know? So realizing that your connection with nature is a part of our evolutionary practice, is a part of our evolutionary process. Got it? Okay, good. So with that, I'm feeling called to share with you. Think about, like, okay, how can you increase that connection with nature? Is it, you know, putting your feet to the ground? Is it, you know, what can you be doing in order to, is it gardening? Is it eating a more plant-based diet? What can you be doing in order to increase your relationship and connection with nature? Maybe it's tonight, just go out and just look at that beautiful full moon and bask in it, and moon bathe in it. Deep connection with nature, reverence for the divine. Okay, number one, increase and embrace our adaptability, our resilience. Now, the word resilience for a lot of us, you know, can make you feel a little bit like it feels like an off-putting word, only because a lot of times in our current society, when people are talking about being resilient, they're talking about how many times they can kick you down and, you know, wow, you got back up. Wow, you're resilient. No, we're not talking about that, because you deserve to thrive. You don't deserve to be, you know, kicked down in any way, shape, or form. What I am talking about is being adaptable. Being adaptable. So many times, you know, with things that we experience, we feel so let down by life or by people or by jobs or situations. We have our hearts broken open and we fall. And often, like, so many people have told me that they feel like something happened and they never recovered. This happened when I, you know, with my marriage, and I never recovered. This happened with my children or my parents, and I never recovered. This happened with I lost that job and I never recovered. Whatever it is, we don't want that. You don't want that for you. We don't want that for you. And what that requires is you having an adaptability. So whatever it is that happened, taking the time to heal your pain, taking the time to feel your feelings, but also walking, getting back up, not for the sake of anybody else, but for you, for your one wild and precious life. You deserve to thrive. You deserve to feel good. And a lot of times that will require healing in motion. So not, you know, retiring to your home, your room, your whatever it is for the next 10 years to heal. No, you deserve to feel healing as you are living it, as you're going. So get back out there. Get back out there with that job, with that relationship, with that business, with that opportunity, with your writing, with your artwork, with your creativity, your song, your dance, whatever it is. Get back out there having the resilience and adaptability and saying, okay, it didn't work for me that way. There is another way. Type into the comments, there is another way. There is another way. Oh, okay. I thought that was the one. I thought that he was the one. I thought she was the one. I thought that was the job. I thought that was the business. I thought that was the way. Oh my goodness. Okay. All right. Take a moment. Because sometimes it takes a moment, right? And then get back out there. There is another way. Healing in motion. Yes, Goddess Terry. Healing in motion. You deserve to thrive. Healing in motion. Healing in motion. Healing in motion, whether it is love, whether it is your health and well-being, whether it is your money and your finances, whether it's your career, whether it's your creativity, whether it's your purpose, whatever it is, healing in motion. Get back out there. There is another way. There's another thought. There's another book in you. There's another idea in you. Who cares if you wrote that one and nobody read it? Great. Look how much you learned with that one. So good. They didn't read that one. So now you can take what worked from that and add it to the next thing. Wonderful. There is another way. Okay. That person broke your heart. All right. You learn things from that and whoo, you dodged a bullet. They can move on. You can move on. Doesn't matter how many years, whatever it is. There is another way. Okay. Wow, that was difficult. You lost your money in that situation, but look at you still breathing. Look at you, that thing that you said, oh my God, I will never, I couldn't live. I couldn't go on if such and such happened. But look at you living. Look at you breathing. Look at you going on. Look at you thriving. There is another way. There is another way. Okay, you had that health issue, that health problem. They told you that it wouldn't work out for you. They told you you wouldn't go on. They told you whatever they told you. But guess what? Look at you. You are here. Still, you thrive. There is another way. While you have breath, there is another way. Our ancestors knew that. Our ancestors want that for us. They want us to thrive. They want us to know that there is another way. And this is the best time of your life, no matter what you've experienced before. This right here is the best time of your life because this moment is pregnant with possibilities. So no matter what joys you've experienced before, that is wonderful. The best time in your life is when? It is now. Type into the comments now. The best moment in your life is when? It is now. The best moment in your life is when? It is now. Yes. Are you receiving that today? Still, you thrive. Your ancestors want you to know that there is another way, and the best time in your life is when? Now. Still, you thrive. Yes. Yay. Goddess Angela. Yes. Hello, beautiful Audrey. Yes. Yes, Goddess Catherine, it is now. I'm so excited. I'm looking forward to in March getting to play with you with the Secrets of the Ancestors Oracle deck and all of the great things that are coming. Look for emails this week. You'll find out more about all of that. Yay. SS Baby Doll says, this message is right on time. Goddess Sakina is affirming the best moment in my life is now. Have a beautiful day and don't forget to go out tonight and look at the full moon or lean out your window and look at the full moon. The best time in your life is now. See you next time. Bye.